a fighting. It's a fighting. Clock. It's a fighting. It's a fighting. Clock.
A camel surname.
Hello and welcome to the episode 8 of the Fighting Cock podcast, and I'm here with six people this week. Six.
It's a fucking orgy.
Yeah, it should be. We're all naked. Can you imagine? We're all just sitting here, butt naked. just cocks hanging out. No one looking at each other in the eye.
Just looking at the ceiling.
Imagine.
All the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got Flav, that's me, Spooky, Jack.
Trump.
Someone
even said to call me Trump because he said it gets confusing.
All right, sorry, Spooky.
There you go.
Trunk, Chicago Dan, we've got Felonious Filth back again by popular demand, and we've got Ricky, TFC, Ricky, and Engineer Al. We've got a very packed show, lots to talk about this week. Quickly, what have we been doing this week? Al, do you want to start?
I went to Bestival, which is pretty good, done quite a lot of drugs, and as a price... Christ, I've been crying over pretty insignificant things, like watching videos of David Rodergood and just welling up.
So you're on a big countdown.
What a fucking guy.
Who's David Rodergood?
The reggae DJ.
Don't know, you need to know. Right?
Get to know.
The reggae version of Tim Westwood. Yeah. Where he doesn't talk like a mug. Talks normally.
Flonis is in the know.
RTK.
What about you, mate? Flonis, what have you been doing?
I've done next to nothing, but I've been overwhelmed by the reaction to the show and to me.
You went down well. Very well.
I must say...
Ricky's mum, sir.
I just want to say thanks to everyone who's reached out to me and the rest of the guys in the show. It's really appreciated.
You're welcome.
I done fuck all last week. So
look, mate, you've got to earn your place on here, and you have done, and you you stayed.
I never earned anything, mate.
You're American, you get in by proxy.
It's like Man United signing like a South Korean, isn't it? You know, you get the shirt sales.
That's exactly it.
Dan is our penal. Yeah. Investec.
Dan's our Kibo.
Or Toda.
Toda, sorry, Toda. Who's Kibo? Got no idea, mate.
He was a striker we signed that was going to be like the Chinese Ronaldo, wasn't
it? It was like some Kung Fu shit, man. What the fuck?
It's a bit racist.
No, I can't be racist.
Yeah,
he's allowed to be racist.
Oh,
I love you, China.
Is that racist that I said that?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. I love you, China.
Let's stop. quickly, before we get in trouble. Dan, what are you doing, man?
Not much exciting, mate.
Yeah, but you got a job. A real job, not just in a bar.
Well, not a real job, but a real good paid internship.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
could well done.
Potentially turn out to something good, but for the moment it's just working on a project and we'll see where it goes from there.
Awesome. Awesome. What kind of project, though? Because that could be enemy. It sounds ominous.
It does.
Is it nuclear weapons? Are you going to bomb another Middle Eastern country?
To be honest, I don't really know.
Jack, Trunk.
Yeah, I got a job. I lost.
Excellent. Hey, come on, hey. Since week one you've been looking.
I have, yeah. Thank you.
Week 8 and you got a job.
Thank you, yeah. So,
Do what?
Emptying bins. No, I'm working for a reputable car club. We should say that. Yeah, I won't drop any branding in there because it's not in the ethics of the show, is it? So,
unless they pay us,
well,
streetcar. If you want to pay us, we'll take anything, any money, anything you give us. Yeah, you Spooky. You work for a reputable website.
Unnamed. Don't mention them on the air.
Yeah.
Am I, mate?
Alex might kick your head in. Do MrLevy.com. Hey, what have you been doing, Spook?
Not a lot, man. Eating sugar puffs. I put on 6 pounds of weight because of this podcast.
Yeah.
Basically, I have a kebab every time we record. And
where was you last week? Because the listeners missed you.
I had to be with the missus, really. One day a week, 5 minutes.
So when I said you haven't got your priorities straight, I was right.
Yeah, sort of.
Fair enough.
Pretty tricky to get out of it.
Sorry, so. Mr. Spooky. It's a fact.
Now we know where his heart lies, at least. So there you go.
But he's here this week, so it's redeemed.
Didn't even get a hug.
I hugged you.
Did you?
You got a tug though.
Virtually.
It's a bit awkward to hug one when we're all naked, isn't it? As we already said in the intro. So, you know.
Why am I the only one sitting here with an erection? We've got prick of the week.
What about me?
Yeah, prick of the week.
Yeah.
Ricky, sorry, mate. I've missed you completely.
Yeah,
do you know why? It's because Flonius.
Yeah, I know, because I should be sitting around there, but.
No, it's because Flonius spoke and he distracted me. Jeez. Go on. What have you been doing, Rick?
Nothing.
Has the baby come?
The baby is 3 days late.
Oh, fuck.
But the thing is, it's not really part of the week, but it was yesterday. As you gave me the assignment to write down some quotes for the past podcast, I was on the bus the other day listening to the podcast, got my notebook out, started writing some notes, got on the train, started writing some notes, on the way back, on the train again, writing notes down, and then when I was getting my bus, I dropped the notepad, and as I dropped the notepad, I hadn't even realised, but on the back of the notepad was this.
This notepad that this notepad that Ricky had been carried around and writing on all week has a massive cock on the other side, so been on every bus and
very detailed
all over. And
I like the scribbly pubes.
The pubic hair. Yeah. This is what I like.
And,
no
then, and then the text saying "I am a" and an arrow pointing towards the gun.
You drew that.
I drew that. But I don't know what the fuck was going on. But just realising the horror of flipping this notepad out on a packed train, writing these notes down, and there's a massive cock.
We'll be able to take a picture of that and stick it online, won't we, for the listeners, so they just know they can share in the joy.
We will be sticking it online, and no sort of somewhere pretty decent as well, because what I'm going to do now is make a bit of an exclusive. We mentioned it a little bit about the website last week, and we've mentioned it on Twitter, but the Fighting Cock podcast has a website, and it's going to be launched on Friday.
Woo!
It's not. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, I was expecting a bit of, like, you know, accompaniment.
Come on, we've got a website.
Fuck yeah!
I didn't hear that. So we've got a website, an amazing website. Not just any website. This Geezer case, who's now firmly within all of our hearts, has developed this website, and it's outstanding. There's so much to look at, and you'll see on Friday when this comes out, today even. There's just so much to see. We've got a forum. Come and join the forum. Come and say hello to us. A lot of the stuff that we're going to be talking about will come from that forum. So it won't just be the emails. We'll have some sort of forum affairs or something like that. There's loads of different bits and pieces. So come and have a look. It's going to be fantastic. And thanks again to Case for building it, because he's put so many...
A proper legend.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, cheers.
Absolutely. Really good.
Literally,
very professional. Great.
I mean, this guy heard our pod, loved it so much, and just off the back of that, just creating a website. It's just any old, you know, 5 minute job. I mean, it might have taken him 5 minutes, but it looks like he's worked on it for hours on end. It is a piece of work, a really
top man.
It's amazing. It's amazing that he's listened to us and wanting to do that anyway. That's amazing enough. But
see, I'm waiting for the women to listen to the show. And
where are
sleep
the bitches?
With me.
Where are they? Where the hoes at? Where are the hoes at? This is what I want to know.
I would like a blowjob.
Just
you're not going to start crying, are you? Yeah.
What, for a blowjob?
It's so long.
It's not that long. It's been a week.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't listen last week, Alex got his end away in a spectacular fashion. Have a listen to episode 7 if you want details on that. So thank you, Case. Done an amazing job. And just as you listen to this, go to the www.thefightingcock.co.uk and you can have a look and join the forum.
Probably worth mentioning that we're going to push the site out as being the main source of where people can listen to the show and where they can get other bits of media, articles. I mean, it's going to grow over the next few weeks, so
Have a look. There's loads of stuff on there. It's going to grow. We're going to be building the website going forward, so have a look.
Brick of the week.
Oh yeah, prick of the week.
I thought I got away with that.
No, not a chance.
Spooky, for the first time ever, won prick of the week this week.
Well done.
Noble by your absence last week. So
when the seagulls follow the trawler,
Is that, what, is that some sort of sexual reference? I don't know. What does that mean?
Talk about seagull then.
See, what's that?
Let's just move on.
What is it?
I hope one of you got that quote at least.
I did. Who was it? It was
Jesus Christ.
Eric Cantona.
Show my fucking age here.
Eric Cantona.
I think
seagulls, when you come into your end, and you run up to someone and you just do a Spider-Man flipping someone's face.
The cum looks like a seagull.
Yeah, no, the pupils, there was pupils got banned and they went up to a teacher, jizzed in her hand, flicked in her hair. That's called seagull in apparently.
It's having a record. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't actually referring to that. I was referring to Eric Cantona.
So you used the missing seagull. Is that what you're doing?
Last week the campfire, this week the seagull.
You deviant.
See you next week.
Excellent.
And I'm not taking another day off, that's all I'm saying.
Excellent. Alright, we should talk about a little bit of a retweeting that went on.
Ah, go on, that's it.
Jack, why don't you mention this, because this has been your baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is my baby that I stole from Ricky, like, you know, in the fashion of Angelina Jolie taking a third world child.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah. And we've been on a mission to get a retweet from one of the Tottenham playing staff about the Fine Cock podcast, and thus far we've had Jay Livermore, who actually sent me a private message this week as well.
What did he say? Stop fucking messaging me.
No, I won't sniff your pants. But no, it's because I think I put up who needs Luka Modric when you got at JL29 future Tottenham superstar. And he wrote back, cheers mate, good man.
Did he realise what you said about him a couple of weeks about him being loaned out to a league?
We'll skim over that.
A League One team.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
Jake, if you listen to him, we love you.
Jack doesn't. Not
Trunk,
really.
Trunk is a two-faced
git.
I think I did tell him he was dead to me for not retweeting my.
All right, there's two of you. Four out of six. Like,
we love you, man.
But,
we love
you. I mean, I feel a bit disappointed, given that it's apparently my baby, as you call it. I actually missed. I mean, one of the biggest missions we've had, me, myself, and Ricky, from the very start, to get one from none other than two-ton Tommy Huddlestone, and he's you know, he hasn't given in. You know, we've given him all sorts of kind of go on big lad, that's it, go on, give us a retweet, always. Yeah. But
come on, you're a legend, give us a retweet.
And I mean, I threatened him this week that if he wasn't going to give us a retweet, I was going to make a YouTube compilation of all of his Tottenham moments, just with a tuba soundtrack. You know, just because.
How's the tuba soundtrack go for people that don't know?
It would be something like. Something like that, you know. But, yeah. And but I actually missed this. So if you want to,
Tom Oddison retweeted the Fighting Cock podcast.
Get it.
Come on, Tommy.
You know.
And we've got to thank at Elliot Misson. That's MISSEN. For sorting that out, for getting Tommy on board.
I just want to say as well, Elliot as well, he's a massive fan of the show.
Yeah.
And I've seen tweeting everything that we tweet as well, and on the Facebook page, so nice one, fella. Round of applause for him.
Thank you.
Not just that, though, on exactly the same day, none other than the, I think, a legend in the making, Kyle Walker. He retweeted us about 10 minutes after Tommy Addison did.
But isn't this contentious? I thought we weren't sure if it was a real account.
Well, it's his account.
I think it is his account.
I don't care. In my mind, it's real, so it's real.
Is. Yeah, I'll hush my beef.
Is it not real? Am I made myself look like
I don't know. I think it's spooky, so it's real.
It's the second account he's had. Because he had another one. It's called Tommy. So well, I'm not sure.
Let's just mention this one.
No, mate, it's his for sure. I followed that one in
no, it is real. It's real. It's real.
Okay, we've got to thank John at John Cox 6 for that. Unless it is a fake one, then cheers, mate. Nice one. And you look like a right idiot.
If you're listening, Azza, beg you give us a retweet, lad.
Come on, lad.
Blood, fam.
Fam.
Give Mando a retweet, man.
Come on, man. Get off the hype tip.
What?
He's getting off the hype tip.
I don't know, he's on a hype tip.
No, Amanda's on a hype, innit? You get me? He's a hype man. He's a hype man. He's all talk in the booth.
Come down, vex the fucking.
Dead bodies don't stack up.
Too many mans.
Too many mandem. Anyway, let's stop this. Oh, no, wrong thing. What we got now? Let's move on to some football because we've been fucking babbling on for ages. Let's talk about Wolves away. Yeah. Our first win of the season.
Get in!
Jesus.
Come on, you Spurs.
Season started.
A quality result. I want to talk about because we didn't talk about him properly in the first show. Scott Parker.
Yeah.
What a fucking game he had. He was like a real rash, not like Steve Sedgley rash.
Well, he's given us what we've craved, really, an engine in central midfield.
But it was, and he doesn't even look like a good footballer. When he runs around and where he passes, he looks a bit...
ungainly.
Yeah, he doesn't look like... his technique isn't amazing, but he's just everywhere. And he's... I don't know how he didn't get booked. I mean, he was getting... He made some pretty sort of hacky fouls, but... He played outstanding, and he turned us. We looked like a different team.
And that ball he played through to Adebayor,
it's outstanding,
brilliant, and that's the kind of ball that you've seen him play for the last few years at West Ham. Unfortunately, he hasn't had a player like Adebayor to play it to.
Well, quickly that goal that Adebayor scored, where he took it round the keeper, I haven't seen a Spurs player do that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say with that goal, Adebayor. I mean, with Defoe, had he got that chance as well, and like obviously with the second goal, Adebayor. Yeah. I mean, Defoe. He's been very quick with the snapshot, and he just lashes it, and it bounces off the keeper or wherever. Adebayor, he had that class to wait till the keeper came out, took it round him, and then slotted it in, and it was just
confidence.
Brilliant.
Goal on every Premier League debut as well. I might as well add that.
That's true. I got to say, I thought Defoe's finish was better though. This was a Defoe finish that you see from Defoe when he's really playing his good football.
Without doubt,
one touch. Second touch in the back of the net, smash.
It's about being galvanised, though, isn't it? Suddenly, Adebayor up front, JD's got to up his game a little bit as well, and he probably feels a lot more confident as
well. They look to me like they can play together quite well.
Yeah. Jack.
Not to piss on the parade, but the only thing that did worry me a bit, especially in the first half, I thought from Luka Modric in particular, and just a few of the other players, there was a bit of questionable body language. It didn't look like confidence was there, looked like people kind of... It looked like there was something behind the scenes that wasn't quite right.
My point I was going to make was I think the goal settled us down. I think we were a bit nervous. We'd lost our first two games heavily, and it was our first away... second away game. But this is the first kind of winnable game, and I think once the first goal went in, we calmed down, started passing the ball around a bit, and I think it kind of galvanised us. Under Redknapp, we've kind of ground out these away wins. Got to give him credit for that, and I think that's what we've done last week.
Exactly. At the end of the day, if this was our opening game of the season and we played to that level, people would have probably said, you know, it's the first game of the season, we haven't really run out of the blocks yet, we're sort of getting warmed up a little bit. We did have two brand new signings in there. We've got Luka Modric, who hasn't switched on yet. So as an away game, to win 2-0, to get a clean sheet, to have two decent debuts, you can't... I don't know why there was a lot of knee-jerking online. I don't know if anyone clocked onto that.
It's quite hard to go to one of you as well.
They're decent this year. Jamie O'Hara played well. I thought he was fantastic.
I thought he got right stuck in.
Even with the songs they were singing about him as well.
Oh, what was it? Yeah,
about Defoe and the Elders Miss.
So if you're dating Daniel Lloyd, who's been out of a lot of
Spurs players,
and you know, you're going to expect that from the terraces. Did anyone catch any Adebayor songs that Spurs fans were singing at all?
No.
Was there any at all? Just muted silence.
There was a bit of beef over Scott Parker. I think they sang the Superpav song for Scott Parker. Some of our fans were unhappy about that. You know, Superpav.
Were they saying Super Park?
Super Scotty Parker.
Yeah, but they've been doing that for ages.
Gary Mabbott.
Sorry, Dan.
Just to build on Spooky's point, getting 2 points away at Wolves is always a good result, and I don't think we played all that well, which to me makes it an even better result. To go up to Wolves away, maybe play kind of 80% of your top capability.
But it wasn't vintage Tottenham, was it? But it was professional. There's obviously a lot of room for us to improve. It's just about momentum, really, now.
Jack?
The last point I wanted to make is I thought Nico had a very good game as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought he played well.
I agree. The Parker to Adebayor goal was made by Nico. Beautiful pass. He slides between two defenders to Parker.
He had 90% pass completion, by the way.
Oh, well, Crenshaw?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have been...
89%, I think it was.
Does anyone feel that we just won the game because we just had better quality players?
Yeah.
Because tactically, what was Gareth Bale doing on the right wing?
This is what I wanted to go on to, and this is probably the final point we're going to make on Wolves. But go on, Spook.
Well, someone on Twitter was saying that it was Harry Redknapp... genius by playing Bell on the wrong wing.
That was, so then, I don't name
that,
him.
That was Norman.
Should I not name him?
No.
No.
He doesn't need any more publicity.
No, I'm going to name him. I'm going to name him and I'm going to call him out, right? Because I know he's old and everyone defends him.
No, no, no. I think he's very pro
Red
Harry. He's
yeah,
very
but
pro.
To the point where he has poo in his eyes.
It's sycophantic, man. It's just a fucking sycophant.
Yeah.
It was over the top.
Actually, we shouldn't name him. That's a bit unfair. Fair enough. Sorry. But he's been trolling me. Every time I mention Harry
Redknapp... Mention him then. It's the internet. It's a free... It's a playground.
Don't do it, mate.
No, because it's given the publicity for his books and stuff. Just don't bother. But people... He's an author, and he's done a few Tottenham books, and people who know.
Okay, all right. Anyway, we're talking about Bale on the right, and the fact is, I don't know anyone apart from this gentleman who thought that Bale played well on the right. He didn't. He looked out of position, and there was one moment where he cut inside... And he come back and he hit the shot and it just went right. And it was not a bad effort, but...
That's exactly what I was going to say. Bale, as great as he is so left-footed, it's unbelievable. And you're talking about the when he gets played through, I think it was Adebayor that plays,
that's
him
right,
out,
that's
plays
right.
Not wide. Brings it back onto his left.
Yes.
Has no options. Anybody who had a decent right foot would have had a go straight away. You know,
yeah, would have run across or hit the target. Ricky...
Flav, who's this geezer? Is he getting up in your grill?
I thought we'd dealt with this.
Do you want him to do something?
Maybe he needs a, well, we'll needs a Hitchens headlock.
We'll see. You're fighting cocaine 9 to 5 with, man.
Oh, I'd like us. That would be an amazing jingle, wouldn't it? We might sort that out, Flonis. Nice.
So just one point. I think he played on the right for Wales, which is probably why Redknapp decided to put him there. And obviously, once Bill went to the left, we got our first goal and we never looked back.
They let him just go wherever he wants.
You've got to worry when Redknapp's taking Gary Speed's tactics.
Yeah. Exactly. I think with Gareth Bale, we really wanted to regain that form that he had leading up to that hat-trick in the San Siro. I know a lot of people think that since then he's dipped. Just back to basics, just getting to do the job on the left-hand side where he knows he's comfortable.
Just let him play. He's not a right winger, he's a world class left winger. Let him play.
I think some of his better games were at left back. I'm not sure he should be there permanently.
Well, that's what Redknapp
meant. When he came from deep, people weren't really picking him up as much as they do.
I agree.
Left wing.
I've always said that the one thing about Bale that makes him better attacking from the left back rather than the left wing is that he goes straight down full pelt. When he's out on the wing, he has
to stand
out on the touchline. He has to receive the ball, then turn with it. At left back, he can overlap and really just barrel forward.
We'll just add a little comment. A score through. Benfica 1, Man United 0.
Hey. Hey. That's not full time, by the way.
That's not full time, no. It's one.
Tasty.
That's actually, I saw an interesting stat about Benfica, that they haven't not scored 2 goals at home in... Fucking God knows, they're scoring at home for fun.
Mate, although in saying that, we shouldn't support Benfica, they're horrible. Aren't they like the wannabe Arsenal team? I'd rather support United.
That's
always Braga.
Nottingham Forest. We'll move on.
All right, we'll move on to Liverpool. We're not going to talk about the power-up game because by the time this comes out, we've been played.
We're going to beat him anyway. Done.
What, even
done.
Smash him.
We're going to smash him.
Really smash.
Yeah, so we're not going to comment on that because it'd be pointless. But we are going to move on to Liverpool on Sunday.
Sunday.
1:30 kickoff. I don't know how what's going to happen, really. It's a close game. A plethora of hands have gone up. Richard.
I still think with Liverpool, they've bought a lot of average players, spent a lot of money, average players. And I think coming to White Hart Lane after the result last week against Wolves, I think we're going to be up for it. And I think we'll beat them.
But when you say average players, are the players they've bought better than what we've got?
They're just workmanlike, aren't they?
Jordan for 20 million.
No, I know it's 20 million, but are their players better than the midfield that we've got?
No.
I mean, back in the 80s, when they were successful, they had people like Ronnie Whelan, Gary Gillespie, ordinary players, but they won everything because they were a unit, they were a team. And that's what Dalglish is trying to build now.
He's trying to replicate
in a kind of very patchy way.
Jack, I think the most interesting thing about this game is that compared to everything we've had so far, this is the biggest kind of yardstick of what we can expect from this season, I think, because Liverpool, we're fighting Liverpool basically for 4th, 5th, 6th, that kind of position. And this is Man City, Man United, that's not realistic, is it? We're going to lose those. You know that's going to happen. But Liverpool, we should be beating them. And if we don't, that's when you can start to worry about our future.
Spooky. It's time we stepped up.
Yeah.
We keep banging on about the two Man United results, anomalies. The Modric stuff was interfering with the psyche of the players and whatever. It's one excuse after the other. Yeah. You're right. Liverpool, I want us to smash them up.
Yeah.
Do you know, I want us to go out there and prove that we are a class apart. That we've got the players to outplay them.
Prick. I know he's one like he's done. He's pretty good manager.
Fuck him. Who cares? He's a prick.
Fuck his couch too.
Fuck your couch, Dugleish. I bet his breath stinks.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks like he just stinks.
Mayfair cigarettes.
Yeah, he looks like he stinks of stale smoke.
Yeah.
He needs to shave his nostril hair as well.
Yeah. And his hair.
I bet he beats his
wife. I think if you go down the Liverpool squad, the Spurs squad, at our best, we're a better team than they are.
Don't do this. At their best. I hate when Spurs do this.
Well, no,
we're always better on paper, but
that's the problem.
Jesus Christ, let me finish the point for fuck's sake.
Sorry, Dan.
Go on.
He's
going to
hit you in the head.
Sorry, Dan.
Please,
I say, I think that at our best, we're a better team than them at their best. But of course, we have a Tottenham complex, and they have a number of players who have a history of being successful, which is,
Suarez.
I think, a leveler in a sense.
They got
meanwhile, we're going to be at White Hart Lane, and if we can't beat
one of our nearest
rivals at our home ground, then we're not going
to
win.
We have to beat them.
Gerrard's going to be back now, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's got Spurs like result.
I've seen us beat a Liverpool side with Gerrard.
But you know what it's like. You can see the headlines now. Captain Fantastic, Gerrard makes his return. Blah blah blah. Maybe I'm just a negative. Bastard.
Ricky.
Liverpool have got one of the world's ugliest players in Dirk Kuyt, and I think he could scare our team into scoring with his dirty face.
We've got the ugliest team on the planet.
Oh, surely. Really? What?
Gareth Bale is the ugliest
man.
Cranchard is a beauty.
No, he is a beauty.
I've got one.
Modric and Bale are the most disgusting human beings.
Have you ever seen
Bale? No, not Bale. Modric, I agree.
He's still alright for himself.
Oh, no, that's true.
Let's not go there again.
Polonius.
I think that one of the biggest decisions to make this weekend is the... whether he picks Van der Vaart now he's probably fit, or Defoe, does he break up the team shape? Just wanted to put it to the floor.
No.
Do we think Van der Vaart should get his place back?
If he's genuinely fit to play 100%
for now,
then playing behind Adebayor, so play 4-4-2. He's clever enough to play as a second striker, Van der Vaart, or play one up front with Van der Vaart.
Him and Adi would be quality.
I love the fact that Van der Vaart always wants to play, but if we remember, last year he continually came back 1 week, 2 weeks before he was meant to, and then would leave the match after 60 minutes. I'd prefer him to get fully fit. I like the fact that he wants to play football. And the one thing we've learned about Van der Vaart, and actually this goes to the point, the quotes he made today about Harry not telling him that he wasn't in the Europa League squad.
Yeah.
Rafael van der Vaart, no matter what you think of him, wants to play football, and he wants to play every minute of every match, no matter what competition it is.
Yeah.
Which you can respect, but meanwhile, if he's not fully fit, then he's not doing the team any good.
If he's not fully fit, why break up a partnership that scored two goals lost?
That's what it comes down to. It doesn't matter who's coming in. Defoe and Adebayor scored. That was two strikers that have scored a goal in a single game. I can't remember the last time that
DVD's out next week.
That happened. It doesn't matter how good Van der Vaart is. We played well against Wolves. Yeah. We could play well again against Liverpool. We've been crying out for ages for a flat 4-4-2. And Van der Vaart, I know this is still a contentious issue, and some people went mad when we talked about Van der Vaart, a couple of episodes ago. He does upset the balance of the team. I don't care what
he doesn't said. Fit in well.
He's got one position, and that's
behind that not understanding how to fit him in.
The quick point I'd like to make is that Van der Vaart is better than Keane ever was, and Adebayor is arguably our best striker since Berbatov.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, you're going to finish.
Final point, I do think that Defoe and Adebayor looked like they could form quite a good partnership. Yeah, given a bit of time.
Yeah, but then you can. I can see Adebayo holding the ball up well for Van der Vaart.
Sure.
And Van der Vaart scoring for
distance. You know
the way Crouch gonna make everyone else
yes,
better.
And Van der Vaart worked really well. But all we got from that was Crouch heading the ball down for Van der Vaart, Van der Vaart attacking it.
And Adebayo holds the ball up well,
exactly.
So well.
They will swap. They will play off each other. There'll be intelligence there. So we've got options.
We're going to quickly move on to Stoke Tuesday next week in the League Cup. Should we even bother talking about it?
I would do.
I've got fuck all to say.
I think we're going to get beat quite badly.
I don't think we're going to field a strong team.
I don't think so either.
Thing is, Ricky, I don't think they will either. So it's going to be a bad.
They're going to field the Roy Delap.
Yeah.
Stoke's not that bad of a strong team.
The Carling Cup is the most realistic trophy that we can win this season, so I'd like to field a half decent team.
I'd like that too. I think we could win the League Cup and the UEFA Cup.
It's well, a full game. Imagine
if we won both those championships, both those cups this season.
Yeah,
it would be a success. No matter where we finish,
you need the managers to actually believe that he.
I'd rather win those and finish fourth.
That's another issue altogether, isn't it? The fact is, I mean, but like quickly round the table. Would you take fourth place finish, or would you take us winning both the League Cup and the UEFA Cup this season? Spooky.
I'm going to have to say fourth. I'm going to be completely hypocritical.
Fuck you. Jack.
I'll be honest, I'm going to go spooky.
You fucking can't.
I've changed my mind since last time.
Didn't they make the rule that the win of the Europa League gets into the Champions League?
When that
Liverpool thing.
Platini. No, you're adding stipulations that makes this not interesting.
Alright, fine. Then.
What do you think? Fourth or the two cups?
I'll take trophies.
Yes.
I will take the two cups.
Come on then, Felonius!
I am changing my mind from a couple of weeks ago and I'm going for the two cups.
Two cups! That's 4-2. You two have got a lot of making up to do. That's all I can say.
Four girls, two cups.
Alright, that's it for this half. We'll be back in a second.
Gotcha.
Again, got to say, Fabregas guilty there. Picked on by Woodgate, who's playing further and further forward. Huddleston, Modric, there to be hit, deflection, hit the post, Lennon, 4-4! Unbelievable! this is a magnificent advert for this game we love.
Okay, we're back from the second half. We've had a few beers, we're all a little bit more jolly than we were before. Some less so than others now.
It's going to get messy.
We're all moist now.
Moist. Yeah. Very
really?
Moist.
A Griggs mum.
Oh!
Yeah. That was two mum jokes in a week.
I know, both of mine. I'll cut the fucking hell of you both.
I'll cut the hell of you both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few beers.
Alright, we're going to go straight into Killer. We're going to start with Spooky, then we're going to go on to Jack, then to Dan, then to Felonius, then to Ricky.
Make it an easy one, please, mate.
Well, this is about Teddy Sheringham, this killer.
Oh, Teddy.
Yep, him.
oh, fuck you.
The first question is, which club did Teddy begin his professional career, Spooky?
Millwall
is the correct answer.
I'll have some of that.
No one likes us.
We don't care. No one. Well, you're just insignificant Millwall now, aren't you? Really? So no one even thinks.
It's not
about
even
it.
That no one even dislikes. Just ooh.
No one thinks about it. All right.
Don't hurt me, please.
Jack, can you name the club Teddy joined in 1991?
Tottenham Hotspur.
That's incorrect.
Nice one, I know, we fucked it up
last week, but no, it isn't Nottingham Forest. We've got to give him a whole new question now.
Sorry.
Alright, in which year did Teddy Sheringham sign for Spurs, Chicago Dan?
96.
That's way out.
Does it go to me?
Felonious Filth. Do you want the question again, or are you okay?
I might go out of the first stage here. I think it's 1994.
Oh, no! Felonious is gone in the first round!
No!
He's gone!
Proves he was a flute last week, really, doesn't it?
Ricky, in which year did Teddy first sign for Spurs?
I don't know, 97?
What the fuck? What? Think when he first signed for Spurs?
92.
Yeah, but Jackie ain't your goal.
I know, but still, everyone's going wrong, so Spooky wins.
Oh, right. Oh, is everyone out?
That's it, yeah.
Spooky's a winner!
Didn't even do anything.
Oh, my God. The worst fucking
game. Hey, Spooky, you got one question right.
Yeah.
So you won.
Was it for us for 1 year?
For the week.
Yeah,
I'll 92.
What was the year?
92.
So I thought it was a trick question. That's why I said Tottenham Hotspur, because I was thinking, well, we won the FA Cup in
91.
We
signed Sheringham in the first year of
the Premier League.
Yeah, the Premier League. And he scored one goal for
Forest, yeah.
And then he signed for us in 92. He played a season for Forest, according to this book, anyway.
Twice winners of the Champions League.
I'm gutted.
Welcome home, Spooky. I'm gutted. I feel like we should play another game.
Yeah.
No, hold on a minute. Does that mean I potentially lose Cock of the Week?
No, yeah. We should say, fundamentally, Spooky won, so therefore, even though he is Prick of the Week, he's exempt. But Filonis is in for the first week, so if you've been especially offended by anything that Filonis has said, I don't know how. There's no way that I'm not going to win, and Filonis will. You can vote Filonis in.
I tell you, girl. No. If you've been exempt from these games of Killer.
No, but I've always... No, hang on. Reason why I don't play Killer is because I'm always in Prick of the Week. I'm willing to...
But this doesn't count, does it? This is just a test of general...
You're just trying to get yourself out of this next round.
It's just a test of general...
So how about a couple random questions for Flav?
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Right then, legend Graham Roberts. Hang on, let's just have a look at the answers. How'd you find the answers in this thing? Oh, right, here you go. Right,
I'm not going to get these. You got to go to
I've got it.
You got it, yeah?
Right. So, for Gal.
Flav,
even. What was the first trophy that Graham won with Spurs?
Right, seriously. Well. You don't know this.
Do.
Right, if you, Filonis, do you really know it?
I do.
I don't know it. I would say that it was, this is a guess, I know he won the UEFA Cup with us in 70, was it 70? No, he lost it at 84.
He won it.
It's the UEFA Cup.
No, it's not.
League Cup.
Our survey says,
what is it?
It was the FA Cup.
FA Cup.
Oh, right, fuck off.
Anyone.
I didn't know that.
Right, let's give him another one. Alright.
Can you give me a league?
That was easy.
Was it?
League Cup winners, right? Oh, that's a good one. Can you recall the name of either of the two Spurs defenders who scored in round two first in the...
That was awful.
In the round two first leg win away to Brentford.
What the hell?
1999.
Oh, 1999. Yeah. Two of the defenders that scored in...
One of two
who scored in the second round against Brentford.
Mm-hmm.
Defenders in 1999.
5 4
3 hang on
2. This is what I got last week, wasn't it?
Dean Richards
didn't join us.
99.
I just see why you read the fucking question.
Manu was his first game.
Alright, sorry.
There's probably Judas.
Look, I never...
It was Ramon Vega or Stephen Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off, Stephen Carr.
Look,
I see myself Campbell joined Arsenal. Can't.
Oh, I hate
it. Oh, no, I've said it as well.
Don't worry, that's just one. Right. It is recording.
Well, after that performance, Flav's going to have to join the Arsenal.
That was particularly
that's
bad.
That's the name he shall not
be. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move... I sent out a request on Twitter looking for songs for... Benoit Suakoto, because he's a legend. Everyone loves that man, doesn't he? I mean, we all love him.
We love Benoit.
But there's not really ones. I know there's a song going around. I think it's Benoit Suakoto.
The Bird Stripes song.
Yeah. I've heard that a couple of times, which ain't bad.
Everyone uses
it's
that.
It's not original, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't get the crowd going, though.
No, it doesn't. So we've had a few emails in, and basically we've recorded them, so we're going to play them now. All right, this is the first BAE song, and this was sent in by iHeart BAE. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Benny, you came here to play for the money, but I love you, BAE, oh, Benny. Will you kiss me and stop me from shaking? Because you're turning me gay, oh, Benny.
You know,
you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know.
Yeah. All right, this one's sent in by Jade BAE. You can follow her on Twitter at Jade BAE. She's a Gooner baiter. She fucking hates Gooners, so follow her.
Okay, good lad. Go on, girl.
All right, this is our effort. 3, 2, 1.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, the legend is B-A-E. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, the best ever back in the league. Suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit.
You release an album.
Okay, that was our attempts
at beautiful, isn't it? It's birdsong.
Birdsong. I don't know if any of those are going to get picked up. Maybe the chorus or two, but we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see on Sunday.
Honestly, if anyone though wants to record their own and send them in, that would be better than us doing it. To be fair, so
yeah, pretty, that'd be brilliant.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah, submit your stuff in.
We want stuff sent in. Please. So we want anything we can play other than our own stupid voices every week.
Yeah, thefightingcock@gmail.com. Isn't it?
Ricky will suck you off.
Yeah. The fine cock, thank you, Flonis. And Ricky will suck you off.
No,
I will. Or, like, eat your beef curtains.
Just thought of a new inclusive song just while we're sitting here.
What's he's that? Freestyling, man. Go on.
Off the dome.
His name is Ben Ross. He is a left back. Right? If you know the song, her name was Lola.
His name is Ben Ross. He is a left back.
We don't know any more words.
I don't know why that popped in my head.
We need more words.
Be quite a camp chant, I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, his name is Ben Mark. Yeah, I dropped the soap. I don't know. You probably shouldn't even say that.
I'm looking at Ben. I dropped a few bits of soap. Look at him. It's like something out of the Wow or Oz, doesn't he?
I'd
Andy Beasley's bitch.
I'd turn gay for BAE, definitely.
I wouldn't. Let's put a tip in. That'd be it.
Yeah, but that's not gay.
No, I haven't pushed back, so I'm not gay. It's
not gay. It's not gay unless you come.
That's not gay unless you push back.
No, I like his one. Yeah. I like Florence. It's not gay unless you push back.
That's my view.
So basically, you're either gay or you're being raped.
There you go.
Basically, that's what we're saying.
I think I watched too much Oz. You know, just seen too many scenes and
too much salad tossing.
Who's
with syrup? Oh, what the fuck is it? Is it marmalade or is it
something?
The Chris
like
Rock one. Anyway, I'm rambling.
We're going to go on to some feedback now, and I think Jack, as his custom, is going to go first.
Well, yeah, I've got a. He's been very specific about how to pronounce his surname as well. I've got a chap here called Matt Jordemana, and he says, "Please, I need followers." Bit desperate, mate, I'm going to be honest. His Twitter is @HarryG23.
And how does he sound?
And he says, "Please read in a ridiculous voice!" ! Great show, fellas. Would be interested to see who you think will be captaining the side if Ledley and Dawes are not playing. Is Parker our third choice captain now, or someone else? And does it make any difference? Keep up the great work on the show. There you go.
That's a ridiculous voice. That's ridiculous.
I don't even know what he's asked us.
Yeah, I don't know what the question is.
What is the question, Jack, please?
It was.
Something about a captain.
Oh, shit.
Great show, fellas. No, would be interested to see who you think will be captaining the side if Ledley and Dawes are not playing.
All right, so who's the club captain if both of those players likely to be happening in the next couple of games? Because King ain't going to play again.
It's good, of course.
Who's it going to be?
Well, I think Scott Parker might be.
Yeah,
Scott
Parker. It's the obvious choice. Harry Redknapp signing, engine room player, work ethic.
He's a talisman with leadership qualities.
But never underestimate Harry Redknapp. I could see him sticking Luka Modric just kind of It made me sick.
He sat down in the pre-season, didn't he? Was that what he was going to say?
Yeah,
I was going to say a fit William Gallus.
Sailor. A fit William Gallus.
Hello.
Is that how you see him?
Hello, William.
What's that? Hello, William.
Hello,
is
William.
Dick Van Dyke.
I think a fit William Gallus.
I think William Gallus has played captain last year. I think that would be acceptable. What wouldn't be acceptable in a competitive match is Luka Modric. I don't even want him playing.
You can imagine him running onto the pitch, and as he runs on with the captain's armband, Levy's standing there with a new contract,
doing
and
shit
he's
on
just
the
like, takes a contract as well.
Sign up the centre circle, can you imagine? You know what I mean? It's under duress.
Yeah.
Get rid.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Don't care about the window.
Can I just say something on that? I had a bit of a weird moment that happened yesterday. Perry Groves, former Arsenal midfielder, asked me whether or not I would want Modric to save us, whether I want Modric to be sold for 40 million and we have a player.
You need a bit of background. How did he ask you?
Yeah,
I was on something,
what's it called? Sports Tonight Live. I was on there talking about the Fighting Cock. And he asked me whether or not Modric should have been sold.
Where can we find this?
I've just Google Sports Tonight on live. You can't. Actually, you can. On the go on the website now. Go to the podcast menu and select media, and you'll be able to see this interview of me on the.
You ever tell me about this?
Did I not tell you about that?
No. It's good though.
Yeah, it was alright. I'll show it to you.
But you're going to be a regular on it, aren't you?
According to Mike Parry. Who's also in? He said I should come on afterwards.
Basically, Flav has taken credit for the entire podcast, and now he's getting into the media streams.
That's basically why
he's going solo, man.
I'm using the Fighting Cock as a platform into better things, and I'm
leaving, doing a Beyonce.
I'm leaving you all behind, basically.
So it's Flav and the Fighting Cock podcast,
and I'm pregnant.
So you're making a point about.
Yeah,
you guys asked this question. Sorry.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a weird sort of occurrence. I've never ever thought that Perry Groves would be asking me a question about Luka Modric, but yesterday it happened. Have we dealt with that issue, that question?
Not since the window shut.
We're talking about we're going to say that
Parker
is going to be our captain.
Potentially Gallus.
And he was a captain for West Ham, right? Yeah. Wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, and the thing, he has a lot of leadership qualities. He's a talisman, isn't he? He's well suited to that position.
So who was he the captain for?
Scott Parker.
No, who's Scott Parker?
It was a weird little non-entity club from South London, West London, East London.
Well, who are? I don't know.
West Ham.
Who?
I don't know what words came out of my own mouth then.
Fair enough. I don't know.
Danny boy.
Foreign then, I guess.
They're like Young Boys or some weird sort of obscure club from London.
We've got one here from Chris Fincham, Twitter name at Liam Yids. What Spurs related topic would you say is off limits? It seems clear to me that the gap between Levy and Redknapp is ever widening with our manager's comments about the transfer policy, players' contracts, etc., and professing to know just about nothing of what goes on. The latest example being he saw the announcement of Sandro's new contract on Sky Sports News, which is a classic Redknapp quote.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if the two are really speaking to each other these days. What with the impending court case and the England coaching stories, perhaps Levy's revealed that he has a post-Redknapp managerial plan that starts a bit sooner than Harry would like. P.S. Hope you haven't put on one of those silly condescending voices whilst you're reading this out. It gives you no credit.
Oh,
he's put an American voice.
What? That's a proper American voice.
Sorry about that, Chris Finchin. Twitter at Learn Yids. Or is it Liam Yids?
Liam?
He's on Leamington.
I know.
He doesn't like how funny. He doesn't like your funny little voice.
Anyway, in a sense, it's two questions. Is there a topic that's off limit for us to discuss?
Yep.
And we've decided that some only things that we have that there's legal repercussions for.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Essentially.
Yeah, so is anything that we say. Anything
that could be libelous.
Yeah, anything that could be libelous and anything that's in the legal sort of system at the moment. So, Redknapp's oncoming court.
Besides that, everything's open. We've covered masturbation, ass licking. Many mom jokes. There's many things available. What I think is the second question.
Yeah, we can't slander any existing Spurs players either, within reason.
Well, I'm happy to.
But we can say Jermaine.
I'm happy to, but I'm being told that
he's not our player anymore.
Yeah, but surely, no. He's not.
Well, he is. He is technically
right. Look, actually, this is sorry. Before we go quickly back to Dan here, isn't us saying that a Spurs player is shit? Could potentially affect his ability to earn money.
No, you're allowed to be critical.
But then Jason Lee, it might be if we went on a massive campaign about one particular player and it ended his career, then it could be troublesome.
Because he had a problem with his the pineapple head.
Yeah, I mean, it was crap, but then I think the fantasy football thing, a big deal, and Skinner kind of finished him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the main question of this email then. We discuss most things, we'll leave it at that. Mm. Most things are open, we don't want to get sued or shut down.
Yeah.
Besides that, we're happy to discuss anything.
Yeah. We're talking about the communication now, aren't we?
Right, right. The main question is the relationship between Redknapp and Levy, which seems to be recently becoming a bit more tenuous.
There's been a massive breakdown. There seems, I mean, if we can only go by what was being said in the press, the Modric situation was appalling. There's Redknapp talking through the press to Levy, saying you've got to offer him a new contract. That was only a couple of days ago. Previously saying that Levy has to sort out the situation with Modric, saying that, you know, the communication between the two was terrible, and, you know, there has been definite breakdown. And what's happening, Felonius?
I mean, got a bit of an analogy. It's almost like with Redknapp that the media are his mates and Spurs are his wife.
Yeah.
And he's down the pub saying, oh, my wife won't let me do this, my wife won't let me do that. And he's talking about Spurs in that way. Now, us as fans, it's a bit offensive.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right.
And that's kind of a lot of Redknapp's detractors, that's their beef for them. It's like he talks about Tottenham as if, you know, they're an annoying girlfriend.
Yeah.
When to us, you know, we spend our hard-earned money to watch our club. You know, there's people going to Greece watching a shadow team, spending £400 or £500 going to Greece, and Redknapp slagging us off. And Levy doesn't really say much apart from press statements, and you've got Redknapp every single day talking about the state of our club, and he doesn't even love our club. So that's,
well, Levy does things the right way, yes. Making official statements when it's necessary. Yeah. Redknapp opens his trap at any given second. Ricky?
I've heard the breakdown in communication with Levy and Redknapp has been through Facebook. I've heard that Levy keeps poking Redknapp, and Redknapp keeps sending him mafia requests.
And Farmville.
And Levy's been sending Farmville, so that's where they're getting angry at each other.
So they're communicating through Facebook.
That's exactly
when
it.
When they should just be saying, knock. How far?
Not knocking on each other's
door. Yeah, but right, like, Redknapp has an office at White Hart Lane, so does Levy. How difficult it is, because I work in a building where there's offices. I can just walk down the road, down the hallway, sorry, and just knock on the door and say, boss, you know, I want more money or whatever. Why isn't that happening at Tottenham?
We all know it's Redknapp's big game, and it's always just to save face. It's always to look like he's the man with the plan. Always, I tell you what particularly hurt me this week was his, I don't know if any of you saw it, it kind of slipped under the radar. He came out and said, if Ledley King doesn't play at least 20 games this year, he's gone. He's done. You don't say that about the player that every single Spurs fan loves more than anything. You don't. That to me is him saying, "Fuck you, Tottenham. I don't care." I know it sounds dramatic, but
I can't disagree. I've stood up for Redknapp as much as I possibly can, based on the fact that in a crisis he's come in and he's done a job for us, and he's got us fixed, he's got us sorted. I don't know whether he just relies on having to troubleshoot all the time. But the fact that he's commentating on everything, it's like, you know, you expect him to just call Sky Sports up and tell them I'm having a dump.
Right.
No, I was just saying, you had a point on the Ledley thing with Harry saying about...
Well, actually, for the very first time in my life, I'm going to defend Redknapp here.
Fuck off.
Really?
I don't think he's the one that's in a position to basically tell us that Ledley King shouldn't be offered a new contract. No. I mean, fair enough. We need to look at the King issue and fix it within the club,
yeah,
based on the fact that he doesn't play that often. We need to future-proof our defence. We need to sign someone who's going to be the new... Or promote someone who's going to be the new central defender for us.
Yeah, I mean, look,
and we've got to think of Ledley as well. He's ruining his knee,
look,
to the point of turning into a cripple.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, look, I mean, like Ricky just mentioned, I actually hate Harry Redknapp. The day he leaves the club, the day I'll streak down the road naked.
We'll hold you to that.
That promise. I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, that promise. We're going to get out.
What street?
The street that we record this podcast on. It's quite a long road, actually, Coleridge Road.
Yeah.
The day that Redknapp leaves, you can we'll record me streaking naked down the road in celebration, and we'll put it on our website.
That's a legally binding contract.
No, I will do it.
I'm not.
I won't back out of this sort of thing. I will do it. Yeah, I'll have to get myself toned down. I won't back out.
I've just said it.
It's been recorded. I'm not going to back out.
Flav, you're going to have a rub beforehand, so you sort of half bar. Or like,
what, do you want me to?
You know what I mean? Well, you got to save face.
No, mate. I tell you what.
I'll do it with an erection. If that's what you want.
You just leave a little bit of piss in the chamber.
Yeah, that keeps it. Yeah, semi. You've done that. Yeah,
I mean. A little bit of piss in the chamber.
That's a good idea, though. Yeah. I'm just thinking about that now.
Yeah, but what I was about
high pitched.
As what I was about to say is that Redknapp has a point. Is that no matter how good Leddy King is, you want a centre back pairing that has played together throughout the season, and every time he plays, it upsets the balance. And don't look, I know. Leddy King is an outstanding midfielder.
It's not even that
defender.
Flav. It's the fact that why bring it up at this point?
Yeah,
we should be. It should be a war cry, a battle cry. We should be up for the next match. It shouldn't be negativity and
exactly. None of this. Basically, like Leddy King is Tottenham. He is Tottenham. We all know he's Tottenham. He's like. He's the fucking maidenhead on the front of the ship.
To be fair, he's only Tottenham because he's been injured for.
No, but don't fucking mate. But he is, for all intents and purposes, to every single fan, he's Tottenham. He's the maidenhead on the front of the ship. You saying, get rid of Leddy King. That's just, it doesn't do anything. He just embodies the club.
Fair enough. Filoni, you're going to wrap up this email from where, you know, where we started.
I mean, just to try and answer your question. Redknapp's denied that any talks of England, so he's kind of denied that any talks have taken place. I don't. Personally, from a personal point of view, I don't think Levy has planned for Spurs beyond Redknapp as yet. I don't know what the rest of you guys think. That's kind of that's the point.
Oh, he's, you know, mate, Levy's not.
Do you think
Levy's, he's got it in the back of his mind, mate. Levy's got it in the back of his mind.
Angelo, David Moyes, no. Ray Wilkins.
Yeah, or no.
Angelo, I mean, one entity.
What about David Moyes and Ray Wilkins?
David Moyes can fuck off.
Mate, I would go as far as to say that I think Levy is as shrewd as soon as he appointed Redknapp, he thought, who will come next? I honestly,
no, I do. Finally,
I agree with that.
I was just going to go on to speak.
Filonius, I know that you're kind of new to the pod, but the intention's not really to answer the emails.
People offering us valuable feedback, isn't it? Pretty much.
We didn't want to answer you. We sort of have a bit of a rant about our manager.
Yeah,
we all love him, really.
Filoni's showing a bit of professionalism there. I like it.
Too professional.
Yeah, too. It makes
it wrong. Yeah, don't bring too much.
All right, let's go. Move on. Spooky, you've got a final for.
Yeah, this
feedback.
Is from Harry Hunt.
Michael's brother.
Basically, what he's talking about is he was listening to episode 7 the other day, and he agreed with the chap who said that he sort of does not want Spurs to be successful. I don't know who.
That's Gary. It's Flav.
Flav.
I don't.
Was it you that said that?
I saw it in a roundabout times. It wasn't exactly. There's more to it. There's more context.
Yeah,
than
I,
just
think
saying,
there
I don't
is.
Want us to be successful.
I think it's a case of what he's referring to is the fact that he has a Chelsea fan, a mate of his, who goes to Chelsea, who hates going to Chelsea these days because of all the glory fans there.
Yeah.
Did they not sell out the Champions League day, by the way?
Yeah, they. Chelsea, and Man City as well.
Is
that true?
I've read that Man City didn't sell out.
Man City didn't sell out.
£25 a ticket, I'd like to add. Tottenham was £80 a ticket and we still sold out.
Against FC 20. Svente.
No, they don't count. Talk about that in a bigger game.
Even young boys sold out.
Yeah. Category A for
what
Man City are a small club with money.
Mate, I think we went over this recently.
We did.
It's a good. It's a good point. You kind of get the feeling that Man City think that they are deserving the Champions League, so they can't even be arsed with it.
Yeah,
didn't that used to be a football team? I don't know.
What did I say a few weeks ago? I said Man City is a shit Chelsea, and Chelsea's a shit football club.
Shit club of money.
So what's the question?
So what you're saying is, I'll just read the rest of it out. I almost don't want a bigger stadium if it means the extra 20,000 to 30,000 are people who come to see a good.
I understand that
game completely. Of football.
So basically, saying like about the natural progression of is get a bigger stadium, be successful, get in the Champions League. But what happens to Tottenham Hotspur? The Tottenham Hotspur that we all love. The reason why we're here recording this podcast. The reason why we go and pay our money and go and watch them play. and all the memories we have, what happens to all of that when we get a bigger stadium, 60 grand, when we get...
Well, this is why I was so opposed to Stratford, and other people weren't. They prefer to sacrifice history and location, whatever else,
for the sake of... Never.
Yeah, but for the sake of a little bit of success. And that's...
For, no, it's not even that fast-tracking success. It's almost like we need it now. And we do need a bigger stadium. We need more revenue, that, without a doubt. But no place like home.
Can I just say...
That's exactly the key word, fast-tracking. Do you know what I mean? It's just bollocks.
I was just going to say, I reckon, Spook, if you were probably...
A bit of a long point, Tim, isn't it?
Okay.
If you were Tottenham, that the web's only paid Tottenham blogger, you probably would have supported the Stratford move, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I can say.
Cunt!
Flonies.
The point I want to make, last season, there were some people who became members just to get tickets for our Champions League games. There are people who are members for 2-3 years and they couldn't get tickets for games. This year we're in the Europa League and we can get 4 or 5 seats all to ourselves in a row. So
all right.
There's a lot of Tottenham glory hunters as well, and that's not what we want with the bigger stadium.
I'm going to make a statement right now on the Fighting Cock. This is a bit of an exclusive. It's not an exclusive. Right, but are you ready for this?
Put it away, mate.
Every single one of you who wanted to move to Stratford, leave. Never come and support Tottenham ever again. You're not fucking welcome. I don't want you coming to White Hart Lane. Alright, so don't fucking turn up again. We don't want you.
You don't.
Stratford isn't Tottenham. Tottenham is fucking Tottenham Hotspur, and I'm glad that West Ham got that stadium, and good luck to West Ham filling that massive stadium with 200 fans, because you ain't got a chance.
Well, and to build on the Glory Hunters point, what was it? Two seasons ago. When we lost to Portsmouth in the semi-final of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I'd gone to every single FA Cup round all throughout, starting from whoever it was we started with that year, ended up with Leeds and progressing from there. Went to a number of shit games at the lowest level of ticket prices and whatever else.
Yeah.
It comes to semi-final. Guess who can't get a ticket to Wembley? I can't get a ticket, right?
Yep.
Because everyone's come out of the woodwork.
Of course.
Wanting to go to Wembley.
And that's what
they hadn't been to a single one of these games.
The point we're trying to make here is that Tottenham Hotspur are not exempt from having glory hunters of our own. There are some people, Flav included, who's been a member for the last 7 years, can't get a season ticket. You'll go to any game you can. There's people who are glory hunters, you know, a few platinum people who can get them tickets to any game.
Bullshit.
So what we're trying to say is, fuck the glory hunters. I'd rather us have 20,000 fans who want to be there and support Tottenham than have...
I'll suck a dick!
Hey, don't fuck the glory hunters, fuck the glory hole.
Exactly. Has anyone ever seen a glory hole?
Not in real life.
Yeah.
I'd love a glory.
I'd like to have a go.
Would you stick a dick for a glory hole?
Of course.
What if he gets chopped off?
Well, it depends on if Ricky's on the other side.
Some John Wayne.
I'm always on the other side.
A bum cheek spread.
Gabe, you can't see you, sir.
No way.
Only if they push back.
Look, it doesn't matter whether you're gay or not, but what the point of a glory hole is that you don't know what's happening on the other side, so it doesn't matter what your sexual
preference is. Just enjoy what you're getting, just enjoy it.
Enjoy the ride. Which is a parallel to Tottenham, is that you don't know what you're going to get, just enjoy the ride.
So you're saying
just stick your willy through a hole.
That is a brilliant conclusion.
See what happens.
Tottenham is a glory hole.
Stick your willy through a hole and see what happens.
Tottenham is a glory hole. Okay, so we're gonna sort of close up. We've got again, please go and visit the fightingcock.co.uk because Mr. Cheese. I don't know where that came from.
Well, queso. Italian. It's fucking Spanish.
German, queso.
I think. I don't know.
Anyway, this guy, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, has built us a magnificent website and it deserves your attention. So please go and have a little look.
Get involved
and join the forum because it's going to be an active forum. Going to be a big part of the show going forward.
And follow me on Twitter. I've got the fewest followers of the whole Fighting Cock podcast.
That's because your Twitter name's so complicated.
It's not that fucking complicated.
Go ahead.
Chicago_Dan _ TFC.
You've
too much writing.
Chicago.
Too much writing.
Come on,
too much writing. All right, go. But, follow Dan because he deserves. You know, unless you hate him for some reason, then don't follow him because he's.
No, follow me if you do hate me and tell me on a daily basis how much you hate me. I like getting the little tweets in there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You can send your feedback to thefightingcock@gmail.com. The Facebook is facebook.com/thefightingcock. And should we say our Twitters again? Because we haven't said it for a while.
Yeah, might as well.
Don't fucking laugh.
Just because Dan wants.
You're heading for a Hitchens headlock.
I don't want a Hitchens headlock. I'm at @Flav_Bateman.
At Spooky23.
At Tetrunk.
At RickyTFC.
Come on, big man.
It's Thelonious Filth.
Yes.
And that's it.
By far the best Twitter name of us all.
Has Al got one yet?
There's no underscores in that fucking name.
Doesn't need one.
Doesn't need one.
No one else has got it.
If you like house music, follow me at @Alex_Pro. If you don't, fuck off.
I hate house.
Nothing to do with
it. I hate house.
That's ignorance.
Yeah. Spooky just spudded.
Because he likes house music
massively.
Really?
And
I've never had you down as a house man.
And by proxy,
I like saucers. You know what I mean?
Spooky's a pillhead, definitely. Alright, that's the Fighting Cock, and you've been the audience. We love every single one of you. Unless you fucking wanted Stratford, you can't.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the Fighting. It's the Fighting. Clock. It's the Fighting. It's the Fighting. Clock.
A camel turn.